Jesus seems pretty concerned in the readings we've had recently with being solid, or at least not being seen as a ghost in the post-resurrection appearances. Certainly the gospel writers, particularly Luke, want us to see Jesus as being real, solid. Whether it's encouraging Thomas to touch his wounds, eating fish with his disciples, or breaking bread with his companions on the road to his companions who were with him on the road to Emmaus. There's an awful lot of solidity going on. These texts remind us again and again of the reality of resurrection. The importance of acknowledging that the Jesus they encounter is not some kind of disembodied spirit, but real, connected, present. Lots of ink has been spilled, or whatever it's called these days when it's electronic, over what the nature of Christ's resurrection body might be, and the mechanics of resurrection. And I could probably go off on some ramble about post-resurrection reality and bodily resurrection as part of Christian theological history, about resurrection bodies and transformation and new ways of being, about the musings that have taken place regarding implications from this for our own post-mortem experience. But I think that's actually to drift away from the very point that the writers, perhaps even Jesus himself, is trying to make in these stories. The resurrection, however it happened, whatever happened, is something that isn't meant to be a theory. It's not meant to be a doctrine or a disembodied teaching. It's meant to have a very real affect and a very real effect upon those who claim to be Christ's followers. If the resurrection of Jesus follows the pattern of the life of Jesus, it will be less concerned with abstractions and concepts than with the very real way in which we live today. It will be concerned with how people feel and act and how people are encountered and engaged with. Take, for instance, Jesus's opening words in the passage that we had from Luke this evening. Jesus greeting the fearful who were chowing down on their fish and saying, "Peace be with you." It's a deliberate and careful statement, not about having an abstract peace, but about engaging with their fear and their anxiety in that very moment. It moves quickly onto concrete action. "Have you anything to eat?" And then he moves on to explain the meaning behind resurrection and to commission his disciples, instructing them to wait in the city until they are equipped by the Holy Spirit to proclaim in word and deed the new life of God. Jesus incarnate throughout his whole life and ministry didn't just meet people, he encountered them, meeting them where they were, in their need, in their distress, in their lack of understanding, in their hypocrisy. He challenged and cared and healed and blessed. The resurrected Christ does exactly the same, engaging with his disciples compassionately and clearly, speaking into their need, sharing time with them, blessing them and instructing them. He made resurrection real with compassion, peace, love, and grace. It's easy, indeed it's common in the church, to abstract all this stuff, to turn it into doctrine, devotion, hymnody, and liturgy. And that's all good, don't get me wrong. I wouldn't be in the church if I didn't love and appreciate all of that, the big story of which we are a part. But beyond all that, and within it, is this reality which we are called to live. We are called to be people of resurrection, Christ-like in our encounters with all, seeking Christ in all our encounters. This is how we incarnate, how we make real the life we claim to share. It's this that inspires and inflames our passion for justice for the whole person, not just for saving souls. It's this that informs our view of others, seeing the innate worth and worthiness and godness in all, no matter how marred and scarred that image of God may be. It is this that draws us to speak peace into places of fear, brokenness, and violence, and to be people of peace in our own hearts and minds and bodies. And all this is founded on and rooted in a deep commitment to the reality of God's engagement in and through Christ with the everyday, earthy world to which we are called and which God loves. May the realness of resurrection enlarge our hearts and minds as we too encounter God's beloved world. May we encounter one another with peace, and may we incarnate resurrected life. Amen.